A group of about 50 demonstrators made their case at City Hall Thursday, urging the mayor and the Board of Supervisors not to make cuts in this year's budget that would impact housing and other services. Tina Collins is a case manager for the Workforce Development Nonprofit Code Tenderloin. She said her team recently tried to secure services for several pregnant homeless women, but were turned down because of a lack of shelter space.
And so we ran across 5 pregnant women within the last 2 weeks. And every time we tried to get them services, they didn't have them. They didn't have a bed for them. They didn't have the Lily Project come to them. They told them to go into a drop-in day. So it's very urgent that we get these extra funds for shelter beds, for people can be placed as soon as they come in.
The Coalition on Homelessness estimates that over 400 families are waiting for emergency shelter in San Francisco. The group says that it's due in part to the city's understaffed and underfunded homeless services. Sandra Sandoval is director of the Young Women's Freedom Center. It's a group that supports young women, girls, and transgender people who are dealing with poverty or have spent time in the criminal justice or foster care systems. She said young mothers often face difficult choices at the end of the month.
And our young mothers, they can't make ends meet. Right now, some of them that may be in public systems, food stamps is not getting them for the end of the month. We have to make decisions. Does money go to rent or does it go to food? Why should we have to pick from two things that are basic human rights, being able to eat and being able to have roof over our heads?
District 5 Supervisor Dean Preston called on the activists to continue their fight for secure housing. He said city leadership's claims that there's no money for services in the budget aren't true.
They will tell you that you're being unrealistic to say no cuts, and you're being unrealistic. And I say that is not being unrealistic when we have 50,000 units sitting empty, when we have buildings that we could buy, and when we have billionaires, literal billionaires in this city. Let's do what it takes to make sure no family, no mother is living on the streets of San Francisco and everyone has a safe, decent place to call home.
Among other cuts, Mayor London Breed's budget proposal includes a 50% reduction to San Francisco's emergency rental assistance program. Sharda Johnson is a case manager for Jelani House, which provides transitional housing to young mothers. She said housing cuts have a wide-ranging impact on the city's most vulnerable.
So they're cutting their housing costs. That means that moms will not have accessibility to help with their rental assisting or low-income housing or anything like that. Also, that will interfere with the transitional housing and the shelter beds and things like that that we have for single mom and homeless moms. We already don't have enough, so we don't want them to cut anything.
The mayor will submit her proposed budget to the Board of Supervisors and for public hearings on June 1st, with a final budget due on July 1st. Activists say they will continue to press their case until then. I'm Zen Iqbal, reporting for KPFA.